You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. For a lot of y'all, most of y'all, this signifies the end of the week. So have a great weekend. But before you go into your weekend, I want to talk to you this morning about the Sixers. Tough, of course, but talk about who should the Sixers draft. You know, and right now I'm going to leave that a little opening question as an opening question and just have you marinate on it for a little bit. And then, you know, maybe one day next week I'll come out and say who I think the Sixers should draft. I will say this, the person who fits the Sixers the most, the third person who will take the Sixers to the next level, that's guaranteed. I'm not saying that anyone else won't, because I think there's a lot of quality players here. There's just some question marks. But the one guy that does not have a question mark is Markelle Fultz. But the Sixers will have to trade up to get him. I don't know if they have what Boston wants in order to trade up to get him. Unless Boston, let's just say Boston doesn't want Fultz. Let's just say it. And the Sixers came at him and said, hey, we'll give you Jahlil Okafor, a future first round pick, yada, 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 for Markelle Fultz to get the first pick. Only how they would do that if they would like really want somebody like Josh Jackson. And they're just keeping it quiet. Like, they're not going to draft him. They wasn't going to draft Fultz. But, you know, I think Fultz, even though Boston doesn't need him, he would fit in well there. I mean, you know, he could. I mean, because let's face it, right now you have Isaiah Thomas playing off the ball a little bit. They try to get him off the ball, and you need another ball handler, and he can do that. And I think he can, talking about Fultz, and he can also, Fultz can play off the ball to help Isaiah out when Isaiah needs the ball. So, you know what I mean? I think he would be a pretty good pairing. It's just that they have a lot of decisions to make, and let's face it, they're not going to want to trade to the Sixers, because the Sixers are in the division with them. But the one thing I will say is these other guys, like, you think about it. There's a Josh Jackson we talked about from Kansas. There's a Jason Tatum from Duke. Malik Monk from Kentucky. De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky. All these guys are going to be good basketball players in the NBA. It's just that with the Sixers, all four of them, there are question marks. Now, again, Josh Jackson on most mock drafts, people have him going to the 76ers third overall. And the one guy we didn't mention is Alonzo Ball. A lot of people think it's a lock that he's going to go there, going to go to the Lakers. I mean, his father, LeVar, really wants him in L.A. He really wants to go in L.A. And the thing is, with him going to L.A., that's basically going to free the Lakers up to move D'Angelo Russell off the ball. And so he'll be the two guard. So, you know, that's a perfect fit for the Lakers. You know, he's a type of player that Magic Johnson likes. He's big. He gets out and run. You know, as I said before, he puts you in mind of Ben Simmons. The only difference is one is 6'6 and the other one's 6'10. But, you know, he's exciting to watch, so I expect him to go to L.A. So when you look at Jackson, you know, Jackson is was a freshman small forward for the Jayhawks. You know, man, he's arguably the most versatile player in this draft class, kind of like Ben Simmons was last year. You know, Jackson can play, you know, small forward. Sometimes he can line up at power forward. You know, you can line him up as a two guard. You know, so he doesn't really have a position, you know, a designated position. So in a way, that's useful for when the Sixers go different lineups. I'm talking about he's extremely athletic. He plays solid D. The only thing is, he just right now, at this particular stage of his career, he's not a good shooter. So what the Sixers will have to do is they'll have to work on him with that. And then they have to try to find a fix. Now, again, you know, when you have a lineup right now, and again, you know, I'm talking before we're getting into free agency or anything like that, but you would expect, like, Ben Simmons would be the point guard. You know, Jared Bayless would possibly be, you know, would be the two. Robert Covington would be the three. Dario Saric would be the four. And Joel Embiid would be the five. Now, when you draft someone third overall on a young team like that, you know, you really want, like, to get somebody who can contribute right away, not just off the bench. You know, you want this guy possibly on this team to be a starter, to be a cornerstone. Now, if the only two real shooters they have, you know, who will create space for Embiid is Bayless and Cove. So my question is, do you want to take one of them out? You know, because we right now, and if you say if you take Jackson out, and I said he could play four positions or three positions, but with his not shooting, that's not really going to space the floor the way the Sixers would like to. So, you know, there's something to think about. Okay, so then you go with Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum is a small forward, big, long, athletic guy. He has the size, he has a smooth offensive game, and he'll fit in nicely. However, just like Jackson, he can't shoot the ball well at this particular stage of his career. So it's kind of like these two are similar players. They're both very good. Now, again, he's not as versatile as a Jackson, but at the same time, it's like, you get my drift. They're similar guys, and you have to figure something out with them. You have to figure it out and figure out how you're going to make it work with those two guys. So, you know, that's kind of tough. Now, again, if you had Markelle Fultz, it was no figuring out. You just throw him out there and, like, let's go. We got this. All right. Now, let's talk about De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox, point guard out of Kentucky. I mean, he's known for giving Lonzo Ball the business in the Sweet 16. I mean, he destroyed the kid. It wasn't even close. Lightning quick. The guy reminds you of John Wall. I mean, he gets the ball and he goes. You know, he's a quiet defender. But then let's get back to the Sixers trying to say that Ben Simmons is going to be their point guard. So if Ben Simmons is going to be their point guard and Fox is a ball heavy, a ball dominant point guard, do you really have room for him? I mean, unless you want him to be the backup, but are you going to use a backup point guard with the third pick, draft a backup point guard with the third pick? I don't know. And here's the thing. He's saying that he and Ben Simmons can play together, but can they really? I mean, can they really? Because like the other two guys, shooting is a weakness of his. Now, he said he was a solid shooter in high school, and he just struggled last year. Now, something else that he said in Chicago last week, that kind of sort of, you know, had me scratch my head a little bit. Now, he said he's comfortable playing off the ball next to Ben Simmons. He said he just has to make shots. But the way he was talking was playing off the ball as if Ben will get a defensive rebound and push the pace. You know, it wasn't like he was saying that Ben would be the point guard and he would be the two. It was just Ben will get the rebound and push the pace. Now, to me, that's completely different. Now, so I don't know. I mean, do the Sixers really want to utilize the third pick on a guy who's ball dominant and you're trying to give Ben Simmons the ball, right? Now, Malik Monk. I like Malik Monk. No, he's listed 6'3", maybe 6'2". He could, man, the Sixers need a shooter. He's a great shooter. He's the best shooter in the draft class. He will provide a lot of spacing, the spacing they need. You know, the question mark is, though, with his being undersized, with his being a shooter, some people questioning, you know, his other game, the other things that he does, is he worth the third pick? I mean, meaning, will the Sixers be reaching to draft him third overall when you have athletic guys like Jackson, Tatum, Fox on the board? You know, now again, he will fill a need with his shooting. But the thing is, you probably could trade down and get him. You probably would. So that's the questions that the Sixers have to answer. It's like, who should they grab? Because, you know, Markel Fultz, as I said before, is the best fit for the Sixers unit right now. But he probably won't be around. He probably won't. I mean, I doubt it, you know, unless they go up and get him. But I can't see him. I can't see two teams passing that guy up. You know, some people think Jackson is the logical choice. But again, they have to make it work. Because I'm telling you, there will be some question marks. There will be. And the fact that Embiid's not playing summer league, the fact that Ben Simmons not playing summer league, you know, they're not going to really find out what they have until, you know, preseason. So, you know, but this is something for y'all to marinate. Like I said, you know, next week I'll come out and say who I think the Sixers should select. But I just want y'all to think about it. You know, think about all the options and think about everything. All right? I want y'all to have a great weekend, and I'll talk to y'all on Monday. Peace.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.